Welcome back, UFOFers and freaky fandomites, to another episode of the Fortress of Fandom podcast, the podcast where today your father and son sit around and talk about nerdy stuff. I'm Garrett, and this is Bittner. Say hi, Bittner.
Hi.
We are back again after a long hiatus to bring you some more fandom entertainment, nerdy stuff, and the what. And the whatnot likeness. I don't know what I'm talking about. Today, we're going to be talking about three different movies that we've seen over the holiday months, I guess you could say. The three movies being Ghostbusters,
Venom, Ghostbusters, and Spider-Man No Way Home.
That's right. Okay, which one are we going to start off with?
Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Venom, Let There Be Carnage. All right, Bittner, why don't you start us off? What did you think about Venom, Let There Be Carnage?
It was more violence than the first one.
Yes, that is very true. More violence. More violence. We like violence, don't we? A little too much sometimes. What else did you think about it?
Intense.
It was intense? Thought it was intense? How so?
Like there was a little bit of intense jump scares a little.
Oh, jump scares. Yeah, there's a couple of those. Carnage. Yeah. He's pretty scary.
When he came out of that door.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When he first appeared. Jump scare. Wow. Sucked that guy in. Boom. And then he came out and jumped right in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little more jump scares, but as I said, Carnage. With Carnage, it was as it was to be expected. I personally am a Venom and Carnage are probably my two favorite Spider-Man characters slash villains, anti-heroes, whatever you want to call Venom. And we know Carnage is typically a Venom or a Venom, typically a villain. But yeah, I've got the first and second appearance of Carnage in comics and print right behind me as we speak.
Yeah.
So it was pretty exciting for me to see Carnage on the big screen.
Huge screen.
Huge screen on the big, huge screen, silver screen. Woody Harrelson, in my opinion, did a fantastic version, Cassidy. Is that his name? Gosh, I'm having a brain fart. Anyway, he was great as Venom. You guys are probably thinking I have no idea what I'm talking about. What else did you like?
We just watched it on Christmas, so
Clay Cassidy. That's right, Clay Cassidy, not Cassidy Clay. Stupid.
We just watched it a few weeks ago.
And then we got it for Christmas, huh?
Yeah. I've been begging for it to watch it with Mom.
It was pretty cool. She liked it too. So I think it was better than the first movie. The first movie I enjoyed. It was
I forgot what happened in the first movie.
In the first movie he fought the symbiote known as Riot, I believe, the brown one.
Oh, yeah.
And, it was okay. It was pretty good. It wasn't, it wasn't Marvel MCU tier movie. Not saying that all Marvel movies are good or great for that matter. But it was pretty good. So yeah. we went, I think it was opening weekend, and we had to go, we went in to get tickets, and we had to buy tickets for the next day because they were all sold out.
Just like we did with Spider-Man.
Did we do that? Oh, that was...
Yeah, remember?
Oh, we didn't do... That was with Spider-Man. Yeah, that wasn't with... That wasn't with Venom. What are you thinking?
I said Spider-Man. You said Venom.
I know, I messed up. But yeah, it was really good. Pretty good. I wouldn't say that Venom Let There Be Carnage is... I mean, it was probably on the mid-range level as far as MCU movies go, but it was still a lot better than the first one. Tom Hardy, I think he still plays a really good Eddie Brock. Andy Serkis, the director, I think he really... He nailed it. He kind of got a better feel for the characters overall. So that was, I don't know, it was really good. Excuse me as I bump my mic stand. If you heard that, that's my bad. You have anything else you want to talk about?
There's actually going to be a third one, probably.
Probably. I mean, we had the end credit scene.
Showed Spider-Man.
It showed Spider-Man. I lost my mind then, and it was kind of cool to see. Well, at the time, it was cool to see and wonder what was happening, why he was seeing Tom Holland and Spider-Man, and right there at the end, it was pretty cool. As I don't know, it alluded to the hive mind, the symbiote hive mind, kind of like we've seen in the later comics of Venom, some of the latest stuff that has come out with him, so that was kind of cool. Kind of explains, sorry, this is a spoiler. Spoiler episode. We were talking about spoilers. I should have mentioned that to begin with. And if you didn't, if I spoiled something for you, I am so sorry. We're just going to be talking about spoilers from here on out. So if you haven't seen any of the three movies that we are going to be talking about, then you might want to save this one for later until you've seen said movies that we're talking about. But
also, we won't spoil unless if we forgot something.
No, we're going to be spoiling.
I know, but like if we forget some parts.
Oh, well, if we forget to talk about some parts, and yeah, obviously we're not going to spoil those parts, but we're going to be talking about some heavy spoilers, so like we always do. Well, as I was saying, the symbiote hive mind in the end credit scene of Venom, it seemed like Venom knew who Spider-Man was, Peter Parker was, and it was kind of weird a little bit. I mean, they kind of explained it in No Way Home.
A little bit of
everybody, right. Everybody who knew Peter Parker was ended up getting sucked into...
Let There Be Carnage.
Into that. No, not into Spider-Man's universe, not Carnage. Anyway, so that kind of explained that a little bit with, like I said, the symbiote hive mind... and everything. So overall, it was a pretty good flick. Really, really fun. Good popcorn, popcorn flick.
Too much butter.
Bittner doesn't like butter on his popcorn.
Not that much butter.
Oh, okay. All right. You want to move on to the next one?
Ghostbusters. Afterlife.
What do you think? Have I shown you you've seen the first one. You've seen the second one, right? And we unfortunately watched the 2016 reboot attempt. What did you think? Where would you put this?
I forgot the ones with the glasses name, but he died.
Yeah. Spengler.
Yeah.
Spengler died. Well, the actor did anyway, so they obviously had to, as everyone knows, they had to kind of tie that into the movie. But overall, I think they did it really well.
How he died is like a mist ghost.
In the movie, right, there's at the beginning, it kind of shows how he dies, right? He's off in the middle of nowhere.
Everyone calls him the dirt farmer.
The dirt farmer, because that's all he apparently farms is dirt.
Because, traps.
Mm-hmm.
For traps.
And they're going back to, they take it back to the Ghostbusters roots, so to speak. From the first one, going up against Gozer. I can't even remember.
Turns out, Spengler actually has a granddaughter.
Yeah, he has a daughter. He has family and a granddaughter that he abandoned, more or less, because of this mission to defeat Gozer.
He shows up at the end as a ghost.
He shows up at the end, yep. He's kind of in... He's as a ghost. I mean, you don't get to see him, but he's, you know.
Yeah, you do. He's
in the middle. That's what I'm trying to say. He's a ghost kind of throughout the whole thing, but you don't really get to see him up until the very end, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, the cast was really, really well done. Paul Rudd, he was pretty funny. The teacher. Summer school teacher. He was a pretty funny guy.
Nerdy jokes.
Bittner was dying at the nerdy jokes.
What does a hamster and a cigarette have in common? They're both harmless until you stick it in your mouth and light it on fire.
They're both harmless until you try to stick them in your mouth and light them on fire. Exactly. Kind of some, I don't know, the jokes were pretty funny that Spengler's granddaughter was trying to pull off, but it was
trying to get popular.
Yeah, make friends and stuff.
Also, there is a kid in the movie that does podcasts.
Yeah, podcast kid. Did they just call him Podcast?
Yeah,
they just called him Podcast. He was pretty funny.
We actually have a cup right now in front of us, and they're both on the cup.
Mm-hmm. We got it from the theater. Yeah, so it was pretty good. I would say it's probably, in my opinion, I've read a lot of similar opinions, but it's, in my opinion, it's not quite as good as the original first one. Probably better than the second one. Definitely better than the 2016 version. That one was just, it's just horrible.
Puff came back.
Yeah, Stay Puffed is back. Pretty awesome.
But in a mini version.
Yeah, pretty
cool. I like how he bit the guy who first saw the guardian dog.
Yeah, bit him.
Then he was like, ow.
Pretty funny. Yeah. Anything else you want to say about that movie?
All of the rest of the Ghostbusters showed up too.
Mm-hmm, they did. They did it at the end. It was.
But the other one where the granddaughter called him, the Ghostbuster was in first. You got to see him like two or three times.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Before.
Yep. Ray.
Yeah.
Ray. He was there. Yep. He was in there more than the other ones, but it was nice to see them all back suited up.
When Ray didn't really want to. Oh, also when the ghost that was trying to take Clover said, "Are you a god?" And then he hesitated.
Right, but he learned his lesson, right, from the first one? When somebody asks if you're a god, you say yes, right? And he did.
And then the other Ghostbusters were like set down, holded their guns low, and then were like, "Oh my gosh, Ray."
He almost didn't say it. That's why it was pretty funny. Yeah. Overall, it was pretty good. It had a good nostalgic feel. A lot of callbacks to the original first one, some to the second one. I was a little disappointed they weren't able to get back Rick Moranis. I know he's been retired forever. But it would have been nice to see him come back in some form or another. They did get Sigourney Weaver.
He bumped his mic again.
I did. I'm sorry. It would have been nice to see him. I can understand, you know, why they didn't get him anyway. But.
Bleed.
All right. Now for the main event, the one that we've been dying to talk about, not to underplay the other two movies, but Spider-Man No Way Home has been the one that we really wanted to discuss today. We're excited to do so. What are your initial thoughts, Mr. Bittner? What'd you think?
It was... It was... It had a... little bit more magic than the other one.
What do you mean?
From Doctor Strange.
Oh, right. Yeah, Doctor Strange was in it. He was pretty...
The other Doctor Strange?
Huh?
His friend?
Wong?
Yeah, Wong was in it. Just for a few. A
few seconds.
Yeah.
Wong is... turns out Wong is the Sorcerer Supreme because... Well, that was kind of funny. Wong
passed that spell.
Well, yeah, Wong being the Sorcerer Supreme on a technicality. So that was
new suit also.
New suit.
He had the golden and black one.
Oh yeah, he was had that suit for a second, huh?
Mm-hmm. He wore for like two battles.
Yeah, I think really just the battle between Electro.
No, he wore it in a other part, too.
Did he? Oh,
yeah.
Wasn't paying attention. Pretty cool. It was, I don't know, it was amazing to see, I mean, not to use the word amazing too much, but it was amazing to see Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield back in their respective suits. I've shown you, we've watched the original, the other Spider-Man movies, haven't we? Those ones with those guys?
We watched...
If not,
the one with Green Goblin.
Right, did we watch the one with Doc Ock?
No.
What? I'm pretty sure I showed you that one.
No.
I've failed as a parent. What about the one with the other Spider-Man guy, Andrew Garfield, and Electro? Did you watch that one? And the one with the lizard? Did I show you those ones?
No.
I swear I did.
No.
Ugh, my gosh. I guess I know what I'm doing. Is redeeming myself as a father. That's horrible of me.
But I've seen Sandman though.
You saw Sandman? I let you watch Spider-Man 3 with Sandman and
yeah.
I swear then you've seen the second one then. You have to have seen the second one with Doc Ock.
Podcast, show me a trailer and I might remember.
There was Doc Ock. What else was in there? Yeah, I swear. I swear I showed you that one. I'm like almost dead positive.
Anywho.
It'll be worth watching again regardless. Yeah. But it was great seeing them back again. The first Spider-Man.
Maybe I have seen the Lizard one.
You've seen that one. Anyway.
Yeah, I saw both of them.
The first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire came out when I was in junior high, I think. So, kind of grown up with all of these Spider-Man actors. Yes?
Two more. There's different universe Spider-Mans in this, too.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
No, like, other Spider-Mans, like the one that wanted brothers and the one without web shooters.
That's what we're talking about.
I thought you were talking about the villains.
No, Tobey Maguire is the original Spider-Man.
Oh.
Andrew Garfield is the other Spider-Man.
Oh.
And then Tom Holland is
the
MCU Spider-Man. MCU / Sony Spider-Man.
The one that's going in the series right now.
Yeah. So, that's who we're talking about. Spider-Man. Not the villains. Not the villains yet. Chill out. But speaking of villains, first we saw, who did we see? We saw Doc Ock.
Doc Ock first.
Came first.
And then we saw Green Goblin. And
then we saw Green Goblin.
With his evil thing. Not his, like, human in control thing.
Right. And then
we saw Electro. And then Sandman. And
then Sandman.
Then the Lizard.
And I think, yep. Well, Lizard. Doctor Strange captured the Lizard.
Yeah.
That's right.
We only had one battle with the Lizard.
Right. Willem Dafoe, the guy who plays Green Goblin, is Green Goblin. Like, there's just, like, Christopher Reeve Christopher Reeves is Superman, is Superman. There's some other, you know, like, Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman is Wonder Woman. Willem Dafoe as Green Goblin is, you know, Green Goblin. I mean, we'd be hard pressed to find another person pull the role off that well. He jumped right back into it, like he was playing. Like it was yesterday. Like he was, it was crazy. And I would say this is probably my opinion. He's better as Green Goblin in this movie than he is in the original Spider-Man. That's just my opinion. Like, it was just mind-blowing to watch him. What were you going to say?
We had a loss, too.
A loss?
Of Spider... is related to Spider-Man.
Oh, right. Aunt May dies. Spoiler alert. Aunt May dies.
Of Green Goblin.
Because of Green Goblin. You kind of really put it. I mean, this was the moment that. So there's been a lot of naysayers regarding Tom Holland and his Spider-Man for different reasons. One of the reasons being that we never got to see Uncle Ben, and he never got the line from Uncle Ben. We all know the line.
With great power becomes great responsibility. With
great power comes great responsibility. Yeah.
They all said it.
They all said it. And that's it. It was kind of With the existence of the multiverse, they excuse the differences of, Spider-Man and everything else in the MCU with all that, just, for the fact that every universe is varied a little bit.
Ned also gets a Doctor Strange ring.
Ned has magic powers. Who knew? We'll see where that goes.
That's where all the other Spider-Mans come in. When he goes like, show me Peter Parker.
He's looking for Peter Parker at one point,
and then
they come in. This is right after May dies.
A few seconds they talk first.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a minute. It was really cool to see the other Spider-Men come back. All three of them had redemption arcs. Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire's redemption arcs tied back to their movies. Tobey Maguire, he doesn't end up killing Green Goblin. They don't end up killing their villains. They try to save him, right?
The one that's running, the Spider-Man that's running in the series right now tries to kill Green Goblin because he killed
Aunt May. Yep, and also, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man
saves
Green Goblin.
Because he learned a lesson before the one that's running in the series. He told him, I really wanted to kill the person that killed a part of his Uncle Ben.
Mm-hmm.
But then he learned a lesson,
doesn't help, does it?
Yeah.
Revenge doesn't help. So that was really good. Go ahead.
Doc Ock is actually good in this one too.
Well, because
he helped Peter Parker. The Peter Parkers help him.
Well, and it's explained in his movie, his original movie, that his tentacles are actually advanced artificial intelligence, and the microchip that prevents them from overtaking his brain gets damaged, and so that's why he does bad stuff in that movie. They fix that chip
so he can control it by himself.
And then he controls him, right?
That's one of the reasons why he's good in this movie.
Once they get that chip put back in, that's when he starts controlling those tentacles again instead of the other way around.
They leave Doc Ock be, but they take all of the powers away of the rest of the villains.
They tried to heal him. They tried to cure him and stuff. That's what they were doing. They were trying to cure.
That's why they had a huge battle on the Statue of Liberty.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, and it was pretty cool. I guess technically, if you count Tom Hardy in the end credit scene, this was technically the first green iteration of the Sinister Six. You had Green Goblin, Sandman, Doc Ock, Electro, and Lizard, and Venom. So I know they didn't fight six of them all at the same time, but I mean technically
Venom wasn't in. Also, what he did there was like a little shade at the end of him when he was walking out that galaxy, big galaxy thing when he was doing the spell.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like he was talking to that bartender in the end credit scene, right?
Yeah, but in No Way Home one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He's talking to the bartender. They were talking about different things like Thanos and how aliens like Thanos. Aliens don't have any interest in stones. They have interest in brains. Because that's what symbiotes like. Anyway, at that moment is when the spell that that Doctor Strange...
Do you get to see Venom walking a little bit?
Yeah, Tom Hardy.
It's because I was talking about him.
I know. Eddie Brock and Venom both go back through this portal to their... Or they get zapped back to their universe, right? But a little portion of the symbiote stays behind. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
At the very end.
Yeah, when the spell, he's doing the spell. And then you see him walking a little bit.
No, not in the sky. Like, yeah, the shadow? Oh, there's a bunch of villains up there.
I know, but it a little bit zoomed in more into Venom.
I think Venom might have been up there. There's a lot of other people, though. There's a lot of...
villains that wanted to take over.
Yeah, people. You saw Rhino. You saw a bunch of other people. Yeah. Tom Holland, from what I've heard, has signed up for more Spider-Man movies,
mm-hmm.
which only makes sense because I'm pretty sure he said at some point that he'll play Spider-Man as long as he can. So that's pretty cool. So I expect in the future to see a black suit Spidey, a symbiote suit Spidey.
Again,
we saw that in Spider-Man 3, right? So that needs to / will happen, I'm sure.
Like in Fortnite, there's a black...
Yeah, there's a black suit Spidey there.
Yeah.
Speaking of suits, the very end, we get to see Peter Parker make a new suit, and it's more the classic... red and royal blue, like from the comics. It just looks straight from the comics. It looked absolutely dope. Dope is soap on a rope, right?
I don't remember.
You don't remember that when it was during Christmas time, he was running through the snow. It's like the very last part of the movie. This is after everybody forgets him. Remember? Doctor Strange makes everybody forget, including Doctor Strange. Nobody knows who Peter Parker is. And he's at a sewing machine. Remember that? You don't remember that? And he jumps out the window and he's swinging by the Christmas tree in the snow.
Oh, yeah.
And it looked just like that. Classic red and blue. Classic red and blue. It was freaking sweet. Which is something else that I look forward to. I'm sure, I know there's a lot of other people who look forward to this as well, but this is one of the criticisms I was talking about with Tom Holland's Spider-Man. The fact that Tom Holland's Spider-Man isn't a self-started, self-made Spider-Man like he is in the comics. In the MCU so far, up till now, he's been, you know, kind of piggybacking off of Iron Man and the technology that's been given to him when in the comics he's, you know, he makes his own suit, he makes his own web shooters. So it's kind of cool to see. It's going to be cool to see him more of a loner, working by himself and doing that kind of thing by himself until, you know, who knows if he makes people remember who he is. But yeah, that was pretty cool, I thought.
I like how they were they all noticed the Spider-Man without web shooters could shoot it out the wrist, and then they were like
Yeah, it was pretty funny to see. I mean, the three Spider-Men interacting with each other, was there were some pretty golden moments.
Also, I like how when the original Spider-Man was like, "I all love you," and remember?
No, I don't remember.
When they were huddling up one in like a part of the Statue of Liberty.
Uh huh.
And then the original one said, "I love you all."
Oh, good.
Because he wanted brothers.
He wanted brothers. He always wanted brothers. That's right. I remember that. There was some pretty good banter back and forth between all of them. They've all been great Spider-Mans. And I don't know. It was just really well written. The banter between all of them was pretty funny. What else? Is there anything else that you want to talk about?
Did they just change the Statue of Liberty when they were?
Yeah, it explained in the beginning that they were altering the Statue of Liberty
with
Captain America's shield.
Yeah,
and then they broke the. They end up breaking the shield off during their fight. So yeah.
Waste of money.
And waste of money. That's usually how superhero fights go, is just destroy a lot of stuff.
It's because all the villains want to destroy the city and they try to stop it, but...
Right. Yeah.
And they end up breaking the part they're fighting on. Like TMNT.
Mm-hmm.
Like in that movie, they break down the one with all the wood on it.
Yeah, they do a lot of... They break a lot of stuff. Superheroes, they usually end up breaking a lot of stuff around them. So yeah. Overall, Spider-Man No Way Home was amazing, for lack of a better word. It's probably up there in my top five, maybe top three favorite MCU movies. Top three for you? Yeah, it's pretty good. It's
my favorite in my top three, where it goes like this: No Way Home, Far From Home, and then Homecoming.
Oh, you like your top three are all the Spider-Man movies. Okay. All right, I see how you are. Yeah, but if you haven't seen it and you've stuck around through the spoilers, I still suggest you go and see it.
Before you listen to all this?
Well, if they're listening to us telling them to go listen to it now, they've obviously listened to the whole podcast and know all the spoilers. So
true.
Go see it anyway. Go see it again when it comes out. I know we'll be checking it out again. It's like I said, it's become one of our favorite MCU movies. So, side note, real quick, there have been rumors of Spider-Man 4 with Tobey Maguire and Amazing Spider-Man 3 happening. So, I don't know how true those rumors are, but we will definitely follow those.
My friend, we were talking, and then he was like, look at this boy bald.
Boy bald?
Yeah, like, because he had the mask on in Fortnite.
Oh, I don't even know. Does that have anything to do with Spider-Man? What are you talking about?
Yeah, because I had the Spider-Man skin on.
Oh, gotcha. All right, sure. All right. If you enjoyed the episode, well, thanks for listening, first of all. Thanks for sticking through this.
Spider-Man.
No Way Home. Ghostbusters.
Venom.
And Venom. Spoiler episode.
Not unless it's a spoil alert for the people who already seen these movies.
Yeah, you don't if you've seen them, then you don't care about spoilers. If you enjoyed the episode, stay tuned for more. We are going to get back up and running after this almost year and a half hiatus. Had some busy stuff come up in our lives, but we are ready to get back into the saddle. Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot more of these. When we have time, that's right. So if you enjoyed this, subscribe. If you haven't, follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Facebook. They're both the FOF pod. If you have any questions or concerns, you can email us at thefof.pod@gmail.com. You can join our server. I'll put the link in the description. Follow, like I said, follow our podcast, give us a rating, leave a review, all that stuff. Share us with your friends, all that good stuff. And until next time, keep on nerding on.